Experts assure us there's no reason to panic after traces of COVID-19 were found in Wellington's wastewater system. The Ministry of Health says ESR detected a weak positive test result on Friday, and a follow-up sample yesterday returned a second weak positive test. But it says these results are most likely due to people who recently recovered and yet to continue to shed the virus. The ministry says anyone with symptoms in the Wellington region should follow standard procedure and get a test. Professor Michael Baker is an epidemiologist at the University of Otago and joins us now. Tēnā koe.
Morena, Corinne.
Okay, your concern level about this, where's that sitting?
Low. I think the explanation you just gave is the correct one. This is evidence that there are people in Wellington who are shedding virus or fragments of the virus, and they're being picked up by the system. And in some ways, it's a good finding because it's showing that the system can detect fragments of this virus when they're being passed out into the sewage system.
If we look at the testing rates, I'm just looking at them now on the ministry website for the Capital and Coast DHB, so the Wellington region, running at about 1,000 a week, just over 1,100 in the week from the 10th of May to the 16th. Is that enough to give you confidence that if there was any undetected transmission, it would be being picked up?
Yeah, I think they're reasonable numbers, particularly for this time of year, and we'd expect obviously more testing as we get into the winter months, although we're generally seeing, of course, less respiratory infections.
The overall testing across the country has seemed to dip a bit, though. We're down to around 23,000 across the country for the week. Again, is that enough?
Yeah, I mean, as the numbers go down, of course, it means that an outbreak could get larger before it's detected. So we always want those numbers to be high. Of course, you want them to be targeted to the people who need to be tested. And I guess that's, again, a reason why the sewage testing is a good backup.
How accurate is the sewage testing? Can it? It's detecting, obviously, people shedding the virus, and that can be linked. But can you actually genomically sequence the testing?
Well, it depends on the size of the fragments detected. Sometimes it's possible to. But that's, again, one of its limitations. And one of the things I think now, we're at the point of really, I think, comparing notes with Australia in this area, because they're also doing, they're doing much more extensive sewage testing than New Zealand. I think we should be perhaps comparing notes to see how sensitive is the system for detecting outbreaks. Obviously, it's picking up these cases who could be regarded as false positives effectively. They're not probably actively infectious, or we assume they're not. But we really want to know how good is the system for detecting outbreaks in an early stage before they might be detected in other ways. And perhaps now that we've got some outbreaks in New Zealand that have occurred during a period of testing, and also in Australia, perhaps looking to see is this the system we need going ahead over the next few months when we're still vulnerable to outbreaks? Should we be doing more of this testing so it's more sensitive, for example?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? We look at Taiwan, I think even Singapore getting some cases, Taiwan in particular eyeing potentially a lockdown, and that's a big deal given that they were the leader in the response. So you can't get complacent, can you?
No, and we've got, it's good to have more than one surveillance system, obviously. And I think at the moment, the role of sewage testing is still a bit unclear in terms of whether it's going to give us a big edge or whether it will mainly pick up outbreaks that are already apparent through other means. So I do think we're probably at the stage of hopefully doing a major review of this system, and I guess continually reviewing all of our surveillance systems to see what's the best mix of approaches. For example, should we be doing a lot more testing in areas, say, in South Auckland or other places? I know that around the Jet Park facility, where there are regularly people who are excreting the virus, the sewage or wastewater is routinely positive. So the system's good at picking up cases who are actively infectious in a particular area, but we really, I think, don't know about how large that number would need to be to trigger a positive result. I mean, there's some figures have been quoted, but really the role of this, I think, still needs more discussion.
Professor Michael Baker, thank you very much. Epidemiologist at the University of Otago.